Reb Shlomo, excuse me. I have only one question, but really important for me and for most part of Russian Jewry. The question is such. All the Jewish history is the constant tragedy, constant Holocaust, constant mourning. Isn't it the reason to be mourner for the Jewish society, for the Russian Jews, for all the Jews over the world? The question is, why are you so happy? What's the reason to be happy, lucky, and joyous? Isn't it be more proper to be a mourner for Jewish people?
Yeah. I'll tell you something. Do you know that the happiest animal in the world is a pig? You know why? Because there's always garbage around. You put your nose in garbage and you're happy. Do you know that from all the species in the world, it's only a human being who's really sad sometimes, right? But I am rather a human being than a pig, right? I want you to know, from all the people in the world, we Jewish people have the most reason to be sad. But we are so happy that I'm a Jew and have a reason to be sad, because I rather am a Jew than anything else. And let me tell you something. If you look back in the last 2,000 years, so you can tell me so many Jews were killed and all those tragedies. This is only one part. Do you know how many Pesachs we had? How many Simchas Torahs? How many Purims? Yes. How many weddings? How many brisen? And you know something else? How many thousands of books we came out with? The world, the whole world, does not contain the wisdom which we have in one book which we came out. So sure, there are a lot of reasons to be sad, but there are millions, millions of reasons to be absolutely ecstatic and gewalt. You know, it is unbelievable what's happening to us Jews. I mean, can you imagine after 2,000 years we go back to the Holy Land? I mean, this is not to be believed, right? For this alone, you could dance for 2 million years, right? And something else, I want you to know, we Jewish people are very much children conscious. Like when one baby is born, I forget all my troubles, right? I want you to know, when I look at my children, I'm in paradise. And you know what kept us Jewish people going for so long? Because whenever we look at our children, we think everything is worth it to bring them down to the world. So it's true, when I go to Auschwitz, I'm heartbroken, I go to Majdanek, I go to Babi Yar, I'm destroyed. But nevertheless, let's say I was in Kiev, right? So I go to Babi Yar, I'm half dead, right? When I come back, I'm dead. Then the phone rings, and my little girl calls me up from America. So I forget Babi Yar, I forget everything. And suddenly I think, well, master of the world. How beautiful the world is.
But in a whole, it's impossible to forget everything.
You don't have to forget everything. You know, the question is, in which department of your heart are you keeping it? You don't keep your rubles in your heart, you keep your rubles in the bank, right? Yeah. And the same thing, everything you remember has to be put in a certain bank in your heart. So all the tragedies I put in the outside bank, and in the inside bank, in my heart, I only put beautiful things. Otherwise, I can't make it. I have to make it. And I want to make it.